בר שמה ומה כולם צדיקים למשל, צעצם אתה, מעשה עד הפה. קודם כל, תנקי את הקדוש ברוך הוא, עוד הסתת השמיה, עוד ההסר, he does with us, this beautiful מניין, הקדוש ברוך הוא, שבלס everybody here, with health and happiness and ברכה, and שמחה, only גזור טובה, זכות דברי התורה that we're learning, הקדוש ברוך הוא, should give us the זכות to see the גאולה במהרה בימינו. The last thing that we touched on yesterday was not starting any projects when you're before it's time to light the candles. Why? Because you can get carried away. You know, you start to fix the closet, you start to do something, and all of a sudden you're going to miss the time. And this is that's why we also mentioned, though. However, if you had a class, it's actually you would do the class because and then postpone the you light the candles a little later. Why? Because if you're going to lose 2-3 people from the class, that's a big loss of Torah. So you push it for a little bit. The we know the three brachot that we do. He mentions here that even a ger tzedek, he says sha'asa nisim la'avotenu, because why? At this point he comes under Hashem's wings, as they say, kanfei shechina. So now that because he's a Jew, he is considered avotenu. So he says also he blesses sha'asa nisim la'avotenu. Now, let's say somebody forgot to say Shehiyanu on the first night. For some reason, he forgot to say Shehiyanu. So the next night, he can say Shehiyanu, and he's going to be okay. Let's say also somebody lit tonight 4 candles when he was supposed to light 5. You know, was he Yosei the mitzvah? Yes. Why? Because really the main mitzvah is to at least to do the one ner, the one candle, that's the mitzvah. But because we are mehadrin, we are adding to glorify, to make the miracle beautiful, we are adding. But so he's still Yosei. Somebody doesn't know how to bless. It doesn't know how to read Hebrew, you know. So if he's got a child, a bar mitzvah kid or somebody that can say the bracha, say it. But I always say a lot of times, better to say the bracha and better to pray in the language that you understand. If you're just like a tuki, like a parrot, you know, who's just reading because you're reading, but you don't know what the hell you're reading. That you know, sometimes better to read and understand, because that's going to touch your heart and it's actually going to make a meeting in your heart. So to say the bracha, sha'asa nisim, that made miracles for our forefathers, you know, so it's got meaning to it. So it's really important to be able to understand. And if you're going to say the bracha, let's say last night I said the bracha, but I also explained it in English too. Why? So you would understand what is the guy saying? You know, it's really important, especially here in Galut. Bezal Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Rabbi Hanani, Makash, Omer, Asa, Kadosh, Pukot, Yisrael. Lefi, Kachibat, Anas, Vosh, Malach, Hafez, Amas, Kwa, Gitav,